From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Afghan Taliban has released a recording reputed to be from its new leader. The message from Mullah Akhtar Mohammad Mansour is intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the Taliban's jihad would continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. In the recording, Mansour says the Taliban leadership will make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all costs. Mansour's emphasis on maintaining unity in the Taliban gives credence to reports that his appointment has caused rifts in the Islamic insurgent group. Haroon Mir is an Afghan political analyst.
We still don't have official statements coming out from the Afghan government. We are hopeful that when President Ghani will return to Kabul, he makes statements about this new event and about the future of the peace process.
Mansour replaces Taliban founder Mullah Mohammed Omar, whose death was confirmed by the Taliban earlier in the week. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Cairo for talks about security issues and regional terrorism, including the threat posed by the Islamic State. The Secretary of State arrived in the Egyptian capital late Saturday. It's his first stop on a five-nation tour of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. The VOA correspondent traveling with Kerry reports he has no formal meeting scheduled until he meets with Egypt's Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry on Sunday morning. Security issues will be a focal point throughout Kerry's trip, according to the State Department. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Yemen's exiled Prime Minister Khalid Baha made a brief but important visit to the newly liberated southern city of Aden on Saturday. Baha, who is also Yemen's vice president, toured war-damaged buildings and visited people wounded in the fighting. He is the highest-ranking Yemeni leader to visit Aden since pro-government forces freed it from Houthi rebels 2 weeks ago. The prime minister flew to Aden from Saudi Arabia, where the internationally backed Yemeni government fled after Iranian-backed rebels seized Sana'a last year and then Aden in March of this year. A Saudi Arab coalition has been carrying out airstrikes against the Houthis to drive them out and to restore the government. The president of Iraq's Kurdistan region has called on the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, to withdraw from Iraq's Kurdish territory to prevent civilian casualties during Turkish airstrikes. Masoud Barzani said in a statement the PKK should withdraw its fighters from the Kurdish region so to ensure the civilians of Kurdistan do not, in his words, become victims of that fighting and conflict. The statement also condemned Turkey's airstrikes against civilians following reports of casualties and property damage during bombing campaigns in the northwestern region of the country. The parents and brother of a Palestinian toddler burned to death by suspected Jewish extremists were fighting for their lives Saturday, even as protests over the arson attack entered a second day. The firebombing of the family's home in the occupied West Bank, which killed the 18-month-old child, sparked an international outcry over Israel's failure to deal with violence by hardline Jewish settlers. Hundreds of Palestinians attended Saturday's funeral of an 18-year-old protester shot by Israeli troops after hospital officials confirmed that he had died of his wounds earlier in the day. Zimbabwean wildlife authorities have suspended hunting of several species of big game after an American dentist killed a lion popular with tourists. Emmanuel Fundira is the president of the Safari Operations Association. He said that the Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority tightened the controls after Cecil the lion was killed during an illegal hunt.
Boar hunting has been suspended with immediate effect. No such hunting will be conducted unless it has been confirmed and authorized in writing by the Director General of Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority.
Cecil, who had a distinctive black mane, was a popular tourist draw at the park and was wearing a tracking collar as part of an Oxford University research project when he was killed. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.